Well, Andrea is preparing more good times from New Hampshire. Andrea, and feel free to jump in here as we talk to our friend Adam Hogue, at Adam Hogue. And Hogue, of course, had the job of chasing around not just the Bears, but the NFL all year. And I assume you'll write about this Super Bowl. Where do we see what you write, Adam?
WGNradio.com/Bears, the place.
All right, so look, I feel like I was talked out of my gut feel that the Broncos would win this, and I caved, so it's my fault. I picked the Panthers 17-13, but in my head I'm thinking, you know, this Denver defense handled Roethlisberger and then Tom Brady. Why couldn't they handle Cam Newton?
Yeah, I underestimated the Broncos defense, I think, a little bit. I didn't put them up with some of the greatest Super Bowl defenses ever, and I still don't know that I'm willing to do that. I think maybe in an individual performance in a Super Bowl, you list it as one of the great performances. But they dominated the line of scrimmage, and that was enough last night for them to beat the Panthers, because Cam Newton was running all over the place. I think the lack of weapons that he has finally kind of was exposed because of the lack of time he had to throw the football, and it was a great performance. Von Miller was unbelievable. He had a great game, and so, you know, I want to give the Broncos a lot of credit, but at the same time, the Panthers, I felt like from the start of the game, did not show up. I mean, you had a whole bunch of mistakes on top of the turnovers. You had the punt return where they didn't even tackle the punt returner. If they had timed that up perfectly, they probably could have jarred the ball loose. Instead, they didn't even tackle him, and the guy runs it all the way back down into the red zone. And then you have the missed field goal, too. There were just mistakes all over the board for the Panthers yesterday. And I thought that, so on top of the Broncos defense dominating, which they did, there was other areas in this game in the other two phases where I just thought the Panthers didn't show up.
And when you look at the play of Peyton Manning, he didn't win it, but I think more importantly, he didn't lose it.
That's right. And I think that, you know, somewhere along the way this year, probably as he was sitting on the bench late in the season, he probably realized that that's how he had to adjust and approach the playoffs. Probably take an introspective look and realize, hey, I'm not the Peyton Manning I used to be. And I thought throughout the playoffs, he kind of dialed down his game a little bit, was a lot safer with his throws, relied on his smarts, which, of course, we've seen throughout his entire NFL career and even going back to college at Tennessee, and his experience won out. And I think that that's where last night I thought for sure the talent was on the Panthers' side at the quarterback position. And in the end, it mattered more about who had the experience and the smarts to get the job done. I mean, Peyton Manning's numbers last night were not great. Didn't even get him anywhere near the conversation at MVP, in my opinion, compared to what Von Miller did. But it was certainly enough to win the football game.
We'll come back with Dave Ennett, who has questions for you on the game and also personal questions.
Not that personal.
Right after we take care of traffic, more with Adam Hogue in a moment. At Adam Hogue, ADAMHOGE. Here's Mary.
Hey, we had our opportunities. It wasn't nothing special that they did. We dropped balls. We turned the ball over. Gave up sacks. Through errant passes. That's it. They score more points than that.
Cranky Cam Newton after losing the Super Bowl last night. We go back to Adam Hogue. And we connected, by the way. Hamp was missing earlier this morning. We put out a giant missing persons report. The report wasn't giant. It was just a report on a giant missing person. And we had some sort of miscommunication. So we're going to, you know, we get Hamp on at some point this week because we can't wrap up the football season by not talking.
No. And there was something actually I wanted to throw at Hamp, which was a comment after the game.
But he's not, you understand he's not on the air right now.
I do understand.
Okay.
I do understand that.
You understand this is Adam Hogue.
Yeah, but I think Adam can speak to this.
Oh, okay.
And
go
I
ahead,
can speak, and you can speak to this, and
okay.
I can speak to
all
this.
All right, then.
Danny, I'm a lot smaller than Hamp.
Yes,
I'm not as scared of Adam as I am of Hamp.
Do you know Hamp is, there's an equivalent, almost like a metric system of sorts as a chart, and Hamp is three Hogues. Yeah, he's
that
three
actually
Hogues.
Might be accurate.
It could be. By the way, Adam tweeted last night when they invited viewers to cast their ballots online for Super Bowl MVP, Adam voted for John Scott, which I thought was a really
well
nice
done by
touch.
You.
Yeah,
well
that
done.
Was good.
Yeah,
that was
well
good. Danny Trevathan of the Broncos, after the game, said, "You're going to ask me how good their defense is? Number one, in my opinion, over 85 Bears. If
Ooh.
Not number one, number two." You know what? They were great last night. Their defense was great. I'm not sure you would say they're better than the 85 Bears or the Ravens. You know, I think there are a few teams that I think earned where they are in
you,
history.
You go back to that Ravens season, mm-hmm. and Hogue was, what, 3 at that point?
Right.
But you go back to that Ravens season in 2001?
2001?
2000,
I think.
But the defense was the story all season long. The Denver defense was really good, but there was always talk about the offense. It was Manning. It was Brock Osweiler. They were never defense.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bears' defense was off the chart, obviously. So I'd put them 3. I think it is the third best defense I've ever seen.
Yeah, I think they're in that
conversation. And by the way, it includes the Seahawks from a couple of years ago,
yes.
who just murdered the Broncos, yeah. and the Seahawks' defense was crazy good.
That's true.
Yeah, and I would put the Seahawks up there, too. Sometimes we have short-term memories. Let's remember that the Bears in that Super Bowl in 1985 only allowed 123 yards in that game. And the Broncos last night still allowed 315.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't even think they're anywhere close to the 85 Bears. But like I said earlier, I think in terms of dominating Super Bowl performances, it was very impressive. And individually, Von Miller was unbelievable, definitely deserves the MVP, and he's literally the most valuable player because as he hits free agency here, he's going to make a ton of money. By the way, with a little small Bears angle, you mentioned Danny Trevathan. That's a guy to keep in mind for the Bears in the offseason. He is also a free agent, inside linebacker, who played for John Fox. So he certainly fits the mold of somebody the Bears could go after.
And by the way, you could forgive Danny Trevathan because he was born in 1990.
Yeah, so what does he know? Andre Darlis is in New Hampshire. Andre, have any of the candidates – oh, she just stepped away from the microphone. I'm going to ask her when she comes back if any of the candidates have declared that they got an endorsement by anyone related to Peyton Manning or the Broncos, because that would be the move today. That would be the move for the candidates.
Sneaky move by Peyton to get a Budweiser mention in there.
Not so sneaky, dude. He was beating people over the head with it.
But they're not allowed to endorse beer.
Right, but so he apparently owns a part of a distributorship or two.
Right, I saw that.
Yes.
However, if he is walking away from the game, then he can't get in trouble for it.
Yeah. Well, the important thing is he needs the money.
Exactly.
I think somebody at the Budweiser, maybe it was Papa John or somebody at the Budweiser distributorship said, "I dare you. See if you can get it in."
Well, isn't Budweiser the official beer of the NFL?
I believe so.
Yeah, so how much is the league going to protest over him giving their big advertiser a little extra?
Probably not that much. By the way, how much did a beer cost at the Super Bowl yesterday?
I would guess that it cost $9.50.
I'm going to say it was $13.
$13 for a regular beer, $15 for a premium.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. How about a pretzel? How much are you going to pay for a pretzel?
Like
Super Bowl?
Big, like yeah. one of the mm-hmm. soft pretzel?
No.
I would say would be $8.
$8 is exactly right. How about a bag of peanuts, Adam Oak?
Let's go $6.50.
$7. Lobster mac and cheese is one of the delicacies that you can get at the stadium.
$18.
Palo Alto.
$25.
$20.
$17.
$20. $20 is the number.
Is this the Price is Right?
These next two are my favorites. Next three are my favorites. A box of popcorn. By the way, I don't know if it's a box or a barrel, you know, but it's one of those. And it's a souvenir barrel, I'm sure. How much for the popcorn?
$12.
$8.
$10. $15.
What?
Jesus.
Jumbo hot dog? It's a hot dog.
It's a jumbo.
Foot-long jumbo hot dog at the Super Bowl.
Foot-long?
Yeah.
Well, that's 12.
Yeah, I'd say $12.
$11.
Okay.
Slice of pizza?
Again, probably $11.
Yeah, $10.
$10. Super Bowl 50 bucket hat, $50. A Super Bowl 50 Manning jersey, $175. Let's see. Caps, $40. And so it goes. The list continues.
Do you know that for the game in New Orleans in 1986, the 85 Bears, their Super Bowl, you could buy a ticket face value that year for $75. Cheapest ticket yesterday, face value?
$500.
Up.
$1,000?
Wasn't it $8?
No, $850.
Yeah.
Well, I went to the. I remember going to the Super Bowl in Minneapolis in '91. It was the Redskins and the Bills, and I think it was $175 for face value then.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, and the aftermarket resale biz, $5,000 was the low end of what they were selling tickets for. Imagine if you paid, say, you wanted good seats, and you paid $25,000 for a couple of tickets to that game yesterday. Really? But then again, I guess you've got it to lose. You know, one of the things, Adam, that stuck out about the game yesterday to me was what a flatline snooze fest it was. And to me, that's Jim Nance and Phil Sims and the CBS production of it. There was nothing about the game that popped. Neither one of them made it exciting. Did you have that vibe or not?
No, I mean, eventually the game needs to carry, the action needs to carry it. And it certainly wasn't one of my favorite Super Bowls ever. I would agree that Phil Sims is not my favorite analyst of all time when it comes to NFL broadcast teams. I don't mind Jim Nance all that much, but it was not a great Super Bowl. And even the technology that they hyped up all week that they were going to bring to the game, yeah, the camera angles, the only thing that was new was that 360 thing, the 360 angle that they did.
Yeah, whatever.
But it was so zoomed out, it was like...
Yeah,
it wasn't that special.
Didn't work.
Ultimately, I mean, if it's a sloppy, poorly played game, which that one, to a certain respect, was, it doesn't matter who's in the booth.
Right.
It's going to be tough.
Dave, you've made a lot of dog games sound good. It's the talent in the booth.
Go Cats.
We actually found a couple of guys who could call the game. Do we have my two new German friends? Von Miller recovers a fumble in German. Listen.
Die Defense der Broncos übernimmt die Geschichte hier. Ich bin gar nicht mehr.
Von Miller hat mal wieder gezeigt, was für ein unfassbarer Spieler das ist. Tackle Newton, Blindside, er hat ihn nicht mal kommen sehen.
The Blindside in German is Blindside?
It sounds like Will Ferrell doing it. Von Miller! Von Miller!
Von Miller hat...
Like Arnold doing play-by-play.
At Adam Hoge. Thank you, buddy. We're back with the news next on 720 WGN.
Von Miller.